Hello, friends. Welcome to the 23rd episode of Blue Jays Mike. My name is David. It's been a while since I recorded another episode. I've been busy as of late, and so I couldn't, do a podcast play-by-play of the Blue Jays series against the Yankees at Yankee Stadium. In that series, the Blue Jays lost that series, by 2 out of 3 games. And so, the Blue Jays today are playing the Rays at Tropicana Field, hoping to start this series against the Rays on a positive note. And so far today, the Blue Jays are doing just that in terms of their offense. Kendrys Morales hit 2 home runs today against Chris Archer, the starter of the Rays, and Jairo Diaz, the reliever in the Rays bullpen. Justin Smoke also hit a home run as well, but the main offensive highlight today has been Kendrys Morales. He's been swinging a hot bat as of late. The Blue Jays rotation, on the other hand, has not fared as well against the Rays. Francisco Liriano left today's game after 3 2/3 innings. Danny Barnes later came in, Dominic Leon, Aaron Loop, Joe Smith. And now Roberto Osuna is on the mound here for the Jays in the bottom of the ninth, trying to shut out the Rays and give the Jays a win here. So let's see if he can do that. The Blue Jays right now are leading the Rays 8-4 heading into the bottom of the ninth. Roberto Osuna has a 5.00 ERA in 9 games so far this season. 3 out of 6 saves. And the first pitch is lined into right field by Evan Longoria. And Jose Bautista is there to make the catch. And so one pitch, one out here for the Jays in the bottom of the ninth. So that was a really, really quick out, especially when Evan Longoria has been swinging a hot bat tonight, going 3-for-3, but instead he's 3-for-4 after that out. And the batter now is Steven Souza Jr., who takes a pitch on the inside corner, 1-0 to count to Steven Souza Jr., right-handed batter, and the umpire calls time. Souza gets ready at the batter's box. Osuna winds, Osuna throws, and that pitch is, just a pitch that was up high, but it was called a strike. So the count now is 1-1 to count to Steven Souza Jr., who's 0-for-1 today, facing Roberto Osuna, who now has a 4.82 ERA. After that flyout by Longoria, the pitch is a slider that is outside. 2-1 to count to Steven Souza Jr. Osuna stares at the signs from Martin. Osuna whines. Osuna throws, and that pitch is popped up on the infield, at the foul line rather, and Justin Smoke is there to make the catch. And so there's two outs here in the bottom of the ninth. So just like that, Steven Souza is now retired. And so the Rays are down to their last out in this ball game. And if the Jays can win today's game, they would have 10 wins this season. So double digit wins if the Jays can close this game right here in the bottom of the ninth. And that pitch is swung on and missed by Corey Dickerson. That pitch was right down the middle, so it's 0-1 to count to Corey Dickerson, who's 1-for-4 today. He's batting .321 this season with 6 home runs, 10 RBIs. And that pitch is, again, right down the middle, but Dickerson swings and misses. So the count now is 0-2. Whoa. If you look at that tomahawk swing by Dickerson, you know he wanted to hit that one out of here. But instead, he misses by a couple of inches on a pitch that was a little bit high. And so now the count is 0-2. And the pitch by Ozuna is a fastball, but instead it's outside. So that's a ball to Corey Dickerson, and the count now is 1-2. 1-2 to count. Ozuna. Martin wants a pitch high. Let's see what Ozuna throws. And that pitch was up high, but Dickerson doesn't swing. So he stays alive here with two outs in the bottom of the ninth. Jays are leading the Rays 8-4. Ozuna with the whine. Ozuna with the pitch. And it's swung on and missed. And so the Jays win today's game against the Rays by a final score of 8-4. So there you have it. The Blue Jays are now 10-19 to start this series. It's a nice win for the Blue Jays. Ozuna's ERA is now down to 4.50. He entered today's game with a 5.00 ERA, but hey, he's slowly lowering his ERA. So there's a lot of good things to see from the Jays bullpen in this game. Even though Francisco Liriano didn't have a good outing today, the bullpen was able to contain the offense. And because of that, the Blue Jays were able to score enough runs and then some to ultimately win their 10th game of this season. The Blue Jays offense is it's starting to come around. I mean, you're starting to see hitters that are living up to their expectations, like Kendrys Morales, like Justin Smoke. Unfortunately, unlike those two players that I mentioned, Jose Bautista and Russell Martin are still batting in the high 100s. You know, Jose Bautista has a 187 batting average. Martin has a 194 batting average, and today they were batting, in the second and third order. So they did not perform as expected in that placement in the lineup, but you know, the Jays are making the right decision to put them in those spots in the lineup, because it shows confidence in Russell Martin and Jose Bautista. It shows John Gibbons trusting those players to eventually score more runs for the Blue Jays, and that's what you need right now when your star players are struggling. You need to have confidence in them. Otherwise, you're going to create tension in the clubhouse that's going to affect not just the players in the lineup, but also the starting pitching and the bullpen as well. So so it's very important that Gibby learns to trust his players when they are struggling early this season. And you can see that today with where he placed Jose Bautista and Russell Martin in the lineup. So that's a sign of Gibby being a good manager, trusting his star players when they are struggling, and believing in them when they're struggling to believe in themselves. That is why he's our manager. He is the right manager for the Blue Jays. And so, with that said, that's it for this episode of Blue Jays Mike. Blue Jays win today's game against the Rays at Tropicana Field by a final score of 8-4. Let me say that again. Blue Jays win their game against the Rays at Tropicana Field by a final score of 8-4. It's their 10th win this season. You gotta be happy with those 10 wins, Blue Jays fans. Even though their record is not what we expected, hey, they have double-digit wins right now, so good for them. Good for them. Let's see what they do tomorrow against the Rays. Until then, go Jays.